Hello again, 欢迎来到 Happy Hour, 英文小酒馆。
不论是加入酒馆社群还是咨询课程，都可以添加小助手。微信号是 LULUXJG, LULU 就是露露， XJG 是小酒馆的汉语拼音首字母。Now, on with the show.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to Happy Hour. 欢迎你又回到酒馆。You know what I realized? Even though this show is called 酒馆 Happy Hour,We actually haven't done any episode on the topic of drinking for a while. So let me dedicate today's episode to our theme. As we're in the height of summer, I'm sure a lot of you, while watching your football games, enjoy a large, frosty glass of cold beer. Or perhaps you enjoy dressing up, going for a night out, sipping fancy cocktails and wine in a bar or restaurant downtown.
那不管你是喜欢撸着串喝着冰啤酒还是喜欢穿着你的小黑裙品尝一杯精心调制的鸡尾酒
Or even if you don't drink at all, I'm sure you'll find something interesting in today's episode. Now, growing up being very interested in English, I read quite a lot of English language literature. When I was in university, I was especially interested in American writers. And then I started to notice something. A lot of these writers I like were really heavy drinkers.
不知道大家有没有注意到，其实历史上很多有名的作家、文人都是无酒不欢。
Well, maybe because they need to draw their inspiration from being drunk, or maybe they just feel so much pain in their life, they need to drink those pain away. Either way, some of the big-name writers tend to be raging alcoholics. But today, we're not here to judge. Instead, I'm going to share with you anecdotes about some really famous American writers and their drinks.
今天的酒馆里，露露就陪你聊聊几位有名的美国作家和他们的酒馆情节。
Speaking of drinking and American writers, the first name that pops into my head is definitely Ernest Hemingway.
提到喜欢喝酒的美国作家，不能不说海明威。
He actually said, "A man does not exist until he's drunk." Born in the end of the 19th century, Hemingway is a very famous novelist and short story writer.And he was one of the key figures of the lost generation. The idea of lost generation refers to the generation in America that grew up during the First World War. Lost generation
被翻译成迷失的一代或者迷惘的一代。
It was an idea that was popularized by Hemingway in his famous book, The Sun Also Rises, which made him a literary star. Later on, he was awarded the Nobel Prize.For literature. Most people would probably associate Hemingway with the manly man type.
可能很多人想到海明威都是硬汉形象。
But actually his name is associated with a number of cocktails. The most famous one would be Mojito.
之前 Mojito 这首歌红遍大街小巷的时候，我们就做过一期节目讲海明威和莫吉托的关系。
Well, this very popular cocktail was invented in Havana, Cuba.And the story has it, Hemingway used to go to this bar called La Bodeguita and drink Mojito all the time. And this was one of his favorite drinks. Mojito is actually a very easy drink to make. All you need is rum, some lime juice, some mint, and some sugar to make a simple syrup. And I tell you what, even if you don't drink alcohol, you can always make a virgin Mojito.Which is a mojito without the alcohol. Trust me, it's a really refreshing drink in the summer. Now, if Hemingway is more about the pain of the war, being manly man and hardcore drinking, the next writer I'm going to mention has a lot more to do with bling bling fancy parties. This is F. Scott Fitzgerald, the man who wrote The Great Gatsby.
可能很多人知道菲茨杰拉德这个名字都是因为 The Great Gatsby.了不起的盖茨比。
The movie version of it was also a great hit a few years back. Born roughly around the same time as Hemingway, Fitzgerald is also a famous novelist and short story writer. However, unlike Hemingway, who was the face of the lost generation, Fitzgerald became the spokesman for the jazz age.
如果说海明威是迷惘一代的代表，那菲茨杰拉德就是纸醉金迷的爵士时代的代言人。
His masterpiece, The Great Gatsby, is still considered by many the finest American novel of the 20th century. The thing is, there were so many stories about Fitzgerald and his wife Zelda and their fancy parties and them getting drunk. But then again, it was kind of the norm because that was a period in American history that was called the Roaring Twenties.
在西方，特别是北美地区1920年一直到29年的经济危机之前，这段时间被叫做 Roaring Twenties, 咆哮的二十年代。
That was a period when economy grew exponentially, industrialization was going strong, and people enjoyed making money and spending money. That was also the beginning period of jazz as a music genre.
直到今天，大家想到复古派的爵士妆容，还能想到那些精致的发型和衣服上的 bling bling。
So that was the Roaring Twenties. Anna Fitzgerald loved partying. And the story has it, Scott Fitzgerald loved gin.
据说菲茨杰拉德最喜欢金酒。
But he actually didn't have a high tolerance for alcohol, so he would get drunk very, very easily. And there were stories about he and his wife got drunk, jumped into the fountain at the Plaza Hotel, they boiled party guests' watches in their tomato soup.They were basically the craziest party animals back in the day.
用今天的话来说，菲茨杰拉德夫妇在当时就是绝对的派对动物。
So perhaps that explains a lot of the fancy party scenes in The Great Gatsby. And since Fitzgerald liked gin, one of his favorite cocktails was something called Gin Ricky. I know a lot of people have heard of gin tonic.
很多人都听过金汤力。
But gin tonic is made of gin and tonic water, and gin Ricky is made of gin and lime juice, and a little bit of club soda. Now, can you just imagine a warm summer evening being invited to a party at Gatsby's house or Fitzgerald's house, where the bartenders were serving these light, refreshing gin Rickies as the jazz band swings? Then you know you're in for a fun night.So far, the first two writers we mentioned, they lived through the First World War. The next writer in the list was born a bit later. This is Jack Kerouac.
如果你是文艺青年，相信你一定听过凯鲁亚克这个名字。
Born in 1922, Kerouac is a novelist and poet. His best-known novel, On the Road, brought him instant fame, and his work went on to inspire a great many writers.
他最有名的一本书《在路上》相信是很多文青背包客的标配。
Now remember earlier on we said Hemingway created the idea of the lost generation. Well, Kerouac coined the term beat generation.
比照着海明威提出的迷惘的一代这个概念，凯鲁亚克提出了 beat generation, 中文经常被翻成垮掉的一代。
Now this is a generation of writers, poets,right after the Second World War. Although we call it 垮掉的一代, but the original meaning Kerouac was aiming for was not so much about being destroyed. It's more that these writers and poets, they were tired of the war. There's a lot of anti-war sentiments, and they were trying to break free from some of the conventional thinking of the time, and they were trying to search for their own freedom. It was, again, kind of a wild period.The book On the Road was basically about a long road trip where they drove all the way to Mexico. And Kerouac had a great love for Mexico and also apparently had a love for tequila. If you know a little bit about alcohol, you would know tequila is the national drink of Mexico.
相信对酒有一点了解的人都听过这种墨西哥的国民烈酒 tequila, 龙舌兰。
So the drink perhaps most appropriately associated with Kerouac would be margarita, a very popular and very typical cocktail associated with Mexico. Margaritas are also very simple. 3 parts tequila,
龙舌兰,
Cointreau or triple sec,
橙味或者柑橘类的利口酒,
and then 1 part lime juice.
然后是青柠汁,按照3:2:1的比例,
shake it with ice cube.And then you got yourself a margarita. Be careful, they can be very strong. But they go very well with Mexican food. A perfect choice for a long summer night. The last writer in my list, that I have to mention this because she is one of my favorite American Writers, Dorothy Parker.
其实在之前酒馆的节目里，我和安兰曾经演绎过 Dorothy Parker 的几篇很有意思的对话体的小说。大家有兴趣可以查听力磨耳朵。
Also born at the end of the 20th century, Dorothy Parker is a poet, short story writer, drama critique, playwright, and screenwriter. She wrote for Vanity Fair and then New Yorker.
Dorothy Parker 以她辛辣的文笔见称，并且为当时很火的杂志《名利场》以及后来的《纽约客》都写过不少文章、剧评。
I really like her for her shrewd observation of men-women relationships. Even though she is more than a century apart from us, her stories are definitely not outdated. If you read them, you would see men-women behaving exactly the same way as they did over 100 years ago.But despite writing about men-women relationships, Dorothy Parker was chronically lonely. She didn't have very good luck when it comes to love and marriages. Her one enduring romance seems to have been with the bottle. In a way, she relied on alcohol and her own wit to fight against her loneliness. Maybe it is true that if you can see humanity through and through, you would tend to be lonely.
也可能对于人性观察太过通透的人本来就是孤独的。
So she actually did struggle with alcoholism. And when her doctor told her that if she did not stop drinking, she would be dead within a month, she actually replied, promises, promises. And for her, the cocktail of choice might be champagne cocktail. She loved champagne so much, she once said,Three be the things I shall never attain. Envy, content, and sufficient champagne. So that ends today's anecdotes about some famous American writers and their drinks. Hopefully, you enjoyed today's language cocktail made by Lulu, your ever-faithful bartender. Cheers, I'll see you next time.
文人好酒，美酒也催生了不少神作。这个夏天酒馆寻觅了一批好酒，小酌微醺，兴许你也能创意四射。七月小酒馆生活全场酒类满减直降50元，更有免单抽奖等你。无论你喜欢优雅葡萄酒、清爽起泡酒、可爱小甜酒、奔放烈酒，还是手艺精酿，都能在酒馆找到属于你的醉人夏夜。微信小程序搜索酒馆铺子，或者在公众号露露的英文小酒馆菜单里进入酒馆铺子，露露在酒馆等你举杯共饮
Cheers!